This is Ozarks at Large. The past 12 months have not been friendly to musicians or really anyone connected to the music performing industry. But despite the pandemic, new music has been coming out in drips and drabs, including from artists from right here. Local jazz and hip-hop fusion band Honey Collective released a new single earlier this year, and they have plans for more music as 2020 continues. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently spoke with Honey Collective's Walter Ferguson about the new music and about how the past year unfolded for Honey Collective. Walter says, much like other musicians he knows, the pandemic greatly altered the band's plans for 2020.
We had a bunch of great performances that, of course, got canceled. So that was, in the short term, the issue we had. But it did open up a lot of time to write. And so we wrote and recorded music, mainly remotely. So we turned a new page. It's a new chapter. So it was difficult, but exciting.
So what challenges did you face in creating new music at a time when you really couldn't get together as a group?
Well, the way we have written in the past has been very collaborative. Everyone's sitting in a room. Oh, I like that idea. You know, that keyboard part would sound cool with this bass line, or, you know, let me try these lyrics. So this time it was a little bit different. We set pieces. So, you know, maybe Jordan would write a little keys loop and then he would send it to Erica and she would have some lyrics. So thankfully, it turned out really well. I think it kind of brought out some new ideas, just because everyone could kind of maybe ruminate, kind of sit on some ideas more than they normally would. And I think lyrically, we had a lot more to write about just from the world. So
you recently came out with a new track. Tell us about I'll See You.
Yeah, so I'll See You was written about 2 weeks into the pandemic. And it was when it was fresh on our mind. And we wrote the song, recorded a demo, and then we were actually able to travel to St. Louis in June of last year and record that and a couple other songs that we're going to release later this year. So it was great to get this idea written and recorded before any audience member had ever heard it, which was way different from our previous releases, where we would always kind of workshop a song in performance, you know. Yeah. Write it in rehearsal, play it a couple times, and slowly tweak it. So this was our first creation that we did all by ourselves, and we still haven't really, you know, performed it live yet. I think this is a really unique track for us. It's a little bit different. I think the bridge is a really cool moment about 2 minutes into the song, where it has this really big shift. But we tried to bring together a couple different genres, some kind of old school funk, Earth, Wind, and Fire vibes, and kind of a catchy, happy chorus, but also this, you know, really maybe strange or atmospheric, moody bridge. So I definitely think that we were going for some contrast between those sections.
So
So you've got this new track out. What else is on the horizon for Honey Collective this year? New music? Do you have any shows scheduled? I mean, what are you looking forward to?
Definitely going to release some new music. We've got it all recorded and we're going to get it mixed soon. No performances yet, but the band is slowly getting vaccinated. So it's looking like this summer, fingers crossed, that some more performances will show up. So yeah, we are excited to start a new chapter and release some more music.
And in the meantime, before you have any new shows, where can people find your music, find out more about Honey Collective?
You can find us on all the social media, at HNY Records on Instagram, Honey Collective on Facebook. And of course, you can find all of our music on any streaming platform.
Walter, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That was Walter Ferguson of the band Honey Collective speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis last week. You can find their music on Spotify, Bandcamp, and other streaming platforms. And their website is HNY.com. records.com.